declares that their work's double honor.
Amen.
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 But we don't want to get wound up in the honor and forget about the responsibility.
Yeah.
I'm preaching the Word of God.
Come on.
I love the Word of God. I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
Of all things. Amen. In the book of 1 Peter, if you'll look with us.
Bless you.
Amen. In the book of 1 Peter.
Bless you all.
First Peter chapter 2. I want to read some scripture this morning. And
bless him, Jesus.
I trust that you will pray for us and already have prayed for us.
Bless him, Lord.
I look forward to coming to the conference and the preaching that we've had and the devotion that we had this morning.
Amen.
Stirred our heart, stirs us up, and it should stir us up.
Amen.
But not just for a brief moment of time. It should stir us up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. For the future, and to look even further than what we're living. Many times we have our little stirrings, and we want to call it revival. But if we have revival, we'll come back next year with a different attitude than what we come by this year.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll come back a different people.
Yes, sir, preacher.
It ought to change us one way or the other.
Amen.
I believe it will.
Amen.
It ought to change us. Of course, we'll take heed to it. It'll make us better.
That's right.
If we deny it, we'll just steadily grow worse. But if we'll be obedient, we can eat the good of the land, and I'm glad of that.
Amen.
So I trust that you will pray for us. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, I would you to read with us and follow along with us for just a few minutes, then we're going to go to the Old Testament. Amen. Tonight. If you will stand with us, you've seen it sometime, you stand with us. Amen. And we want to read a few verses here, beginning with verse 4 down through maybe verse 9. And try to do that the Lord, I feel, has laid upon our heart to do. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. To whom calling as unto lightning stone, disallowing indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
Amen.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him whom hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Brother Bill, would you lead us in prayer?
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you right now.
Heavenly Father,
we have
thank you. God would help us and anoint us as only he could on the priesthood of the believers.
Amen.
On the priesthood of the believers. Now, I feel like to maybe get a clear view or a clear insight to this, that we need to go back into the Old Testament, and I want to look at Aaron and I want to look at his son. Now we see Aaron and we know that he was anointed and called and chosen to be the high priest.
That's right.
And we look at his sons and we see that they are under him. Aaron would be a type of the Lord Jesus Christ because he is our high priest. Aaron's sons would be a type of a New Testament Christian because we are the sons of God. Amen? We are the sons of God. So if you look with us in the book of Exodus chapter 28, I want to read maybe a few verses and maybe begin here and then go to the 8th chapter of the book of Leviticus, how you pray. Amen. There's some things that we as people of God and chosen people of God need to know our responsibility and not shun our responsibility as people of God. As people of God. In verse 28, in chapter 28 of Exodus, in verse 1, he said, And take now unto thee Aaron and thy brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Amen. In other words, take him out from among them that he may minister unto me. The priest
was a personal office that was set aside and chosen by God. There's four things that I want to mention concerning the function of the priest, first of all, and then we're going to look at some other things I feel like this morning. Now, amen, I have wrestled with this like I have many in times past. I actually felt like when I heard my name or called yesterday that I would come with a message on apostasy. That's what I really felt like. But God began to move, and it seemed like that this is what He wanted us to share this morning. Amen. So first of all, the functions of a priest in Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 through 26, you'll find that one of their functions was to bless the people. Amen. And now we've heard a lot said this morning concerning our church decline and this weakening probably our district conference. But I'll tell you what makes me want to go to church. Amen. It's because I get a blessing from the people. Amen. And if we'll make our church have more of a blessing, and better to be a blessing, Paul said, I'll be a blessing one to another. Amen. And nobody wants to go to a place of confusion, of argument and jealousy and backbiting and envy and strife and war against the soul. But people are inclined to go to a place where they can feel freedom and worship. Amen. So one of the functions of the priest, I want to bless the people. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. You at your church, amen, you ought to be hospitable to your visitors, amen. Amen. Not only the one in there, but you ought not always look to your pastor and to welcome those that come in.
Amen.
Amen. And I'll say this, let them hear. Hey, don't turn your feet aside and give them the milk. You slide down and give them the end. Amen.
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 God's people ought to be a blessing.
Amen.
To other folks. If we're New Testament priests, we ought to be a blessing to others. Amen. Not only to one another. How about in Exodus 28 and 30? Another function of the priest was to determine the will of God. Amen. I could know something about the will of God. I've learned in my ministry, boys, that's one thing to know the will of God, but it's entirely another thing to perform the will of God. Amen. People today are confused. Now somebody said, preacher, I really want to work, and I've got a zeal, and I want to work, but I don't know what the will of God is for me in my life. Amen. Well, I know one thing about the will of God. I know it's God's will that we all offer up supplication and pray unto Him.
Amen.
So one thing you can do is begin to pray and seek the will of God.
Amen.
Determine the will of God, and the will of God will determine the welfare of the children.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Man, I don't know. I know that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all come to repentance and live. Amen. If you don't know your place and the will of God, amen, try to be a soul winner.
Amen.
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 Ain't everybody called to preach?
Yeah.
Although it seems like everybody's got a message.
Amen.
But it ain't everybody called to preach. It ain't everybody called to teach. Amen. That's the reason a lot of you have a lot of problems teaching the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, y'all don't get tense on me now.
Come on. Bless you, preacher.
Amen.
Preach to us, brother.
What the priest ought to be able to determine the will of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. You ought to know what the will of God is.
Amen. Amen.
I know it's God's will in my life for me to live holy and acceptable under Him. I know it's God's will. And that I will seek Him therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you offer yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this law, but be in sanctified. I will give it in mind to do and know the perfect will of God.
Amen.
Hey, hey.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
That's your heart, preacher.
Most folks are not as ignorant as they let on.
That's right.
They're just not determined and dedicated. Therefore, they're not dependable in the work of God. God's looking for somebody not that can do the job, but somebody He can do it through.
Amen. That's right, for sure. That's right.
Amen. Well, I'm feeling pretty good right now. I don't know about you. Amen. The function of the priest, amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, you'll find another function of the priest was to instruct the people in the laws of God.
Amen.
Come on,
priest. Yes.
Amen. I'm not sure that the problem is the instruction, but the following.
Amen.
I see a lot of people when you get behind the pulpit. They'll say, "Now tell me something, preacher." Yeah. But what you tell them, they don't necessarily want to hear.
Amen.
But I want to tell you something today. Amen. As far as I know, the fourth commandment's still in effect.
Amen.
And if we reference God's day, amen, and you understand, everybody hear me? Instruct him in the laws of God. Somebody said, "Preacher, you are old-fashioned, aren't you?" Amen. I don't know anything the more old-fashioned than this. We ought to obey the commandments, and we ought to keep the commandments, and we ought to instruct in the commandments.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, "Preacher, you're hard." No, that's just Bible.
Amen.
That's just the way it is.
Amen.
The disciples looked at Jesus one time when they told him to eat it off. They said, "This is a hard saying."
Amen.
I've had to increase the size of my throat many times too just to get it swallowed.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We're to be able to instruct. Now, I'm going to tell you something while I'm here. Amen. Don't try to instruct nobody in the laws of God if you can't keep them yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Then in Leviticus chapter 11 through 15, amen, the priest was to set forth the laws of cleanliness.
Amen.
Now we are a church organization that does promote holiness and cleanliness.
Amen.
But are we still instructing it by the method of the Word of God like we ought to?
Amen.
Amen.
Preacher.
Amen. When they first come to First Congregational Methodist, some of my friends said, "Boy, y'all sure do have a good doctrine to die by." I said, "Fella, that's the one I want to hold of." Amen.
Yeah.
But most people today are looking for a doctrine, amen, that they can just simply be live any way they want to and be satisfied. Somebody said, "I'm going to tell you something, boys. A lot of the reason for decline or not growth in the Congregational Methodist is not because we're not working voluntarily. It's because people won't have it."
Amen.
And Brother Charles, that ain't always there.
Amen. Amen.
As a matter of fact, some of you probably got some you ought to run off now.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
But if you preach cleanliness and holiness like you ought to, you probably wouldn't have to run them off. They just leave.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You're telling right, preacher. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now that we've got direct access to God today, because we are priests.
Amen.
In the book of the Revelation, he called us kings.
Amen.
I know there's been a lot of publicity up down through the weeks, and my heart goes out under the royal family. You know, they feel the tube, and they feel the airs in the newspaper. But I want to tell you something, friend. I may not look like royalty, but they ain't got nothing on me. You see, man calls them royal, but God calls you royal. Something, boy, you don't have to take a back seat to nobody.
Amen, preacher. Come on, man. Come on.
Can I preach? Hallelujah.
So in verse 20, in verse 1 of chapter 28, we see the choosing of the priest. Amen. We see the choosing of the priest. Well, I'm glad, amen, that he chose me. In John 15 and 17, he said, I have chosen you. Amen. That he said that she should bring forth a fruit. Amen. I'm glad we are a chosen generation.
Amen.
Call of God. Set apart by God.
Amen.
Amen. He called me out.
Yes, sir.
He set me apart.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, we've been chosen. Amen. And the church is a chosen generation.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Amen.
Chosen of God to bring forth fruit. Amen. I'm glad we've been chosen.
Amen.
Aren't you? Have you been chosen?
Amen. Thank God I have.
Amen. You've been chosen. You've been called out. I'm glad that in the ages of time, amen, when God, in the mind of God, in the very beginning of God, God had redemption for mankind on His mind.
Yes, sir.
Amen. To redeem me and you, to call me and you, that we might be a chosen people. I'm saying it's time that we stepped aside, amen, and stood up, amen, in our royal apparel, in our chosenness, amen, and be holy, separated, and act like God's chosen generation.
Amen. Amen. Yes, preacher.
Amen. Amen. You know what's got us in problem now? I want everybody to like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want everybody to like me if possible.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't happen. It doesn't. I know that doesn't happen. But you know what got us in problem with our church? When we do get sinner folks to church, we want them to feel good and comfortable and satisfied.
Amen. Amen.
Blessing all us.
You're right.
That's right.
Amen.
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 And that may be all right when you get them there, but boy, before they leave, they ought to be uncomfortable.
Amen.
Miserable and hurting me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's one thing for them to come in and leave, but it's another thing for them to come in and leave unbothered and unsaved.
Amen. 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 That's right. That's right.
Amen.
You sound it right, preacher.
Amen. We ought to preach that they ought to be cleansed.
Amen.
Cleanse your hands, I believe that I, James said. Cleanse your hands, you sinner. Of course, you need to do something in there for us, too. Amen. We've been made kings and priests. Amen. Under the priesthood, the New Testament priesthood. Under Him that loved us.
Amen.
Under Him that loved us. Now, I love my children. I've raised four of them. God blessed me with four of them. And my baby's 19 years old, and I've raised them. Amen. And I've tried them all of my time to never make a difference between the boys or the girls. Amen. When I set down guidelines when they started dating, my two girls were always, I said, you be home by 10 o'clock. And when that oldest boy got to dating, I said, be home by 10 o'clock. He said, I'm a boy. I said, I'm a daddy. Be home by 10 o'clock.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, tell it, preacher.
I'm telling you what's right for me, right for you.
Yes.
And what's right for me, wrong for you. Amen.
Amen.
And we need to quit singling everybody around. I know our preachers are responsible. And I know there's things you can do, amen, to deny yourself offices in the church according to the Word of God.
Yes.
And I know we're set aside and we're looked at.
Sure.
But brother, the same sin to me is the same sin to you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, sir.
I've never been chosen. Amen. The priesthood was chosen out of a tribe of Levi.
Yeah.
Levi was not the highest respected tribe. As a matter of fact, they were one of the most feeble tribes. But yet God chose them. Amen. Amen. God chose them. Thank God. I'm glad, brother, in my feebleness, in my weirdness, in my no-count way, God chose us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't know what's got us to thinking, Brother Charles and Brother Willis, that salvation, we have to reach a certain plane before we can get right and live right before God. I don't know what's got this nation, this religious world seeming, that we can work our way into salvation. Amen. And brother, the lower we can get, amen, and the better it seems like we make God to reach, amen, it seems like the better job He knew.
Amen.
We feel like we've got to get on His level before we can live by it. We might as well quit now.
That's right, preacher.
Even the righteousness of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob could not deliver them. Amen. Yeah. We must get down and let God allow to choose us. John 15, I told you, He said, I have chosen you.
Amen.
When I was orphan, He chose me.
Amen.
When I was outside the commonwealth of Israel, He chose when He came to His own and His own received Him not, He turned to those as many would receive Him that they should be called the sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why do you want to shout over this? Amen. That we've been chosen of God. Amen. Chosen, and that we might bring forth fruit.
Amen, sir.
Amen.
Brother Tony asked me this morning when we come in, 10 o'clock, concerning all the business. He said, we've about got all the way done. He said, are you ready to preach now? I said, don't matter to me. I know I've got an appointment. I prayed and tried to prepare. Amen. And it just suited me that fine. It don't matter to me.
Amen.
Hey, do you feel that way about it?
Amen.
Do you feel that way about it?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know if I was going to get to preach or not, but I know I had an appointment to preach, and I was coming prepared to preach.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Now, I got more news for you. I try to go that way.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
To bring forth fruit. I never have. You know, we've got some peach trees there, some apple trees, but I never have been a tender of the vine. I don't know a whole lot about the fruit, but I've studied on them. But I know the greatest danger to a fruit tree is coldness.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And in many of our churches today, and in many of our members, and in many of our preachers, amen. I will sing it down. Let's go back to, we're all in this thing together. We are workers, therefore, together. Amen. And what's killed the blossoms, and what's killed the budding, and what's killed the beauty is nothing but because iniquity is bound. The love of me is waxed cold, and we become unfruitful. We don't love the word anymore. We don't love the church anymore. Therefore, we don't love the people that come anymore. Amen. And we're out of our league, and we're out of the generation of God's chosen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
the leaves have fell off, and the buds have fell off, and they're shriveled up and dying inside. Because coldness has touched the heart.
Amen.
Of the
Amen. Absolutely.
Amen.
Chosen.
Yes,
not only chosen. If you look with us in Leviticus chapter 8, amen, we want to go a little further in the Bible, and let's see some things here. And gather thou all the congregation. We're going to deal with the cleansing of the priest. And gather thou all the congregation together under the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Amen. In the consecration of the cleansing. But here God told Moses, He said, you bring them to the door in front of everybody. Amen. And you bring them. I believe that ought to be the same way salvation is. You ought to get saved in front of everybody. Amen. Ain't no need taking them to a back room in a back and walking through Romans. Thank God when they ought to step out with boldness and come before the throne of God and kind of raise their hand and kind of
knee. Amen.
Absolutely. Watch it.
Bring
them before the whole congregation. And let the whole congregation see what we're about to do for them. Amen. Do you realize today, church, that people are watching you?
Amen.
You're exposed to the whole world. And there's watching going on. And if you're a New Testament priest, amen, after the order of Christ, we ought to be prepared for them to be watching us.
Amen.
They're watching. They're looking. They're watching us. Amen. To see if we are what we say we are.
Amen.
I'm not about Christian. I love the congregation of Methodists, and it ain't all bad.
No, sir.
I love it.
Amen.
Thank God he's put up with me for 16 years, so they've got to be a little bit of good in it.
Amen.
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 Of course, if it's as good as it ought to be, we probably wouldn't put up with some others.
Amen.
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 You all of that up here, I'm a preaching this morning.
Amen.
And I've been authorized by this conference to do this.
Amen.
And I've been appointed and anointed by God. So I'm just going to do
it. Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
The cleansing and the washing. Amen. In Psalm chapter 51 and verse 2, Solomon said, wash me from all my iniquity.
Yeah.
In 51 and 7, he said, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Yeah.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9, listen, he said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicator, nor adultery, nor adulterer, nor infamous, nor abuser of himself of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor rivals, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And such were some of you, but ye are washed.
Amen.
Amen. Ye are washed.
Amen.
Ye are sanctified. And ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
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 Now, I don't look back, but I don't forget what I was and where I come from.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's right.
But we're living in a day and time where the very ones that I read to you out of the blessed word of God, that to be not deceived, that in no wise they shall not enter in. We've got people across our land today that's preaching them right on through the pearly gates.
Amen.
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 For sure.
That's right.
Hey! Hey. Look, look, if you're one of them and I find out about it, I'm going to call your door.
Amen.
And you are too, and you are too.
Amen.
That's right.
And it's time we quit backing off and quit backing up and quit being good folks and started being Christians.
Amen.
Come on, that preacher, you acting like you're mad. I ain't mad, but I'm about to hang it up to here.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hello, your preacher.
Bless you,
Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
You just have to weigh that now at yourself. Amen. In the book of Revelation, he said, who has washed us?
Yeah.
And made us clean by his blood.
Amen. Amen.
By his blood. Job 7:14, for I can any make a clean thing out of an unclean. Yes, yes, yes. We were once all unclean, but now by the blood of his darling son, we've been washed and made clean.
Amen.
I say, thank God for the blood.
Yes,
wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Someone that day and I said, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? He said, thou taking heed thereto according to the word. Amen.
Amen.
Thy word is true.
Yes.
Amen. He said, I will sanctify them by the washing of thy word. Thy word is true.
Amen.
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 And people today will get mad at me and offended at me, Brother Willis, because I stand on this old 1611 King James Version of the Holy Bible. And brother, it's true, it's pierced, it's sanctified, and we're to put the fire in it and messing with it.
Amen. Yes, sir, preacher. Tell it, preacher.
Somebody said, I don't see nothing wrong with the others. There may not be, but what's it going to lead to?
Amen. Yeah, preacher. Tell it. Preach it, brother. Preach it.
Come on.
Yep. There wasn't nothing wrong with David walking out on the porch, neither.
Come on. Come on.
How about that? What about that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But look what it led to.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when we take from and add to this precious word of God and this prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, we're bringing judgment upon ourselves.
Yeah.
And that boy it brings forth murder and death, and we better abide by it and live.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody said, preacher, that ain't my conviction. You ought to change your conviction.
Amen. Yes, right up with the Bible.
Yes. Somebody said, you've offended me. Well, meet me outside and I'll let you apologize.
Amen.
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 Amen. Boys, I feel like preaching this morning.
Amen.
I feel like preaching this morning. If I didn't think it's right, I wouldn't preach it.
Amen.
That's the matter. That's what matters. Some of you folks, that's reading your church is confused. You got in the pulpit and tried to preach something you didn't know nothing about. You got out there and no man's land got tangled up, didn't have no scripture to back it up with, didn't have nowhere to go, didn't know where you come from, and your congregation is mixed up to turn out in the yo-yo. Hey, man, you ought to get prepared. I'll never forget what you told me. I'll never forget 16 years ago what you told me. You said if you ever preach out of the Word of God, it'll be because you got in it.
Amen.
Just a few words might not have meant much to everybody, but as a little lad scared to death. Woo! John 15:2, he said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'm going to tell you, we ought to get a good cleansing. Thank God we need a Holy Ghost bath from heaven. Amen. And by the word of God, through the blood of Jesus, by the atoning of His Son, to cleanse us and purify us and make us again holy.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Into the church, he said. In Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 2, he said, therefore, we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time how we should let them clear.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to sound too judgmental this morning. How about Brother Charles in the town, you and Brother Willis and Brother Green, and some of you other fellows have been around here, and you've heard the preaching come out from behind the pulpit. How much of that have we set by this little
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hello, preacher.
Don't tell me I don't know what I'm preaching. I've stood right here in years past and preached from the Word of God directed on the Spirit of God concerning events that have come to pass the next year.
Amen.
That's right.
Because we get uneasy.
That's right.
I'm telling you, boys, you better take a firm grip on the Word of God.
Amen.
The Bible said that Moses would take them and he put a drop of blood on their tongue. Amen. On their ear, on their toe. I'm telling you, water, take you ought to have our bones washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and take a grip on this Word of God. And brother, don't turn it loose for nobody. Water, anoint our ears and be cleansed that we might hear the Word of God.
Amen.
And then, Lord, to have the blood applied to our feet that we might walk in the Word of God.
Amen.
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 Washed. Amen.
Washed
in the blood.
Amen.
I know our modernists and liberals and a lot of them don't like the blood-bought way anymore. But it's still the only way.
Amen.
It's still the only way.
Amen. Amen.
Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission
of
our sin.
Amen.
Amen. That blood's what brings us near.
Amen.
Paul said in Ephesians, ye that were sometimes far off have been brought nigh by the blood of His darling Son. Amen. If you want to get close to the Lord, amen, come through the fountain. Amen. Have the flows of Emmanuel's name. Amen. And this morning, it's part of a blood bond.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen. Amen.
Come on, preacher.
There is a fountain filled all from Emmanuel's name. And sinners may be cleansed.
Their guilty stain
watching.
Thank you, Jesus.
The washing and the watching.
Amen.
Even then, the worship.
Yeah.
The worship.
Yes, sir.
It's taught in the Bible that if they went into the Holy of Holies and they touched anything without first being washed and clean, it brought immediate death.
Yeah.
And when we come to the house of God, and that's what they were set up to do for the sacrifices and the offerings in the temple and the house of God in the place of worship, when we come to the worship place of God, we ought to be washed and clean.
Yeah. Right, brother.
We come,
come on,
unclean and unprepared.
Yeah. That's right.
Therefore, we're unconcerned and unmoved.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Truth.
Unconcerned.
Truth.
And unmoved. Now, I want to mention just for a few minutes, and I'm trying to come to the close. Amen. I want us to look just for a few minutes down a little further at the clothing. Amen. At the clothing. Amen. At the clothing. The first thing I want to mention is the coat. The coat is symbolic of righteousness.
Yeah.
Amen. Isaiah said that he had put on us the garment, the coat of thy salvation. Amen.
Amen.
He has robed us. Amen. Oh, man, we ought to have the coat of righteousness. Oh, that's what he did in Genesis. The same word here used is the same one used in Genesis 3 when he made for Adam and Eve the coats of skin.
Amen.
His righteousness, and we ought to put it on.
Amen.
When the prodigal son come home, they didn't go get no rags out of the garbage pile. He said, get the best coat.
Yeah.
Get the one we put on royalty when they come.
Amen.
Get the one we put on the kings when they come.
Amen.
Thank God he's come home.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Amen.
I thought of a little story.
Blessed Jesus.
I thought of a little story, and I feel like telling it right now.
Bless him all.
A dear lady and her husband were looking for the adoption of a young girl. They wanted them a little girl, you know, and in their mind they wanted a little blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl. That's what they wanted, about 6 or 7 years old. Well, they found one that met their physical, you know, their image of what they wanted in their mind. And boy, they just fell in love with her right away. And they talked to her, and her mama said, "Hun, I said, I'll give you a room of your own if you'll just be my little girl. I'll buy you all the dolls you want if you'll just be my little girl. Said, we'll even buy you a pony and put it out back. If you'll just be my little girl." All the time, that little girl just sat there with her head down. And she offered her everything she could offer. Amen. Finally, the mama just turned and looked away and said, "I ain't gonna do no good. I just give up. All of a sudden, the little girl looked at her and looked up, and tears were in her eyes. And she called her by her name. And the mama turned around and looked. And she said, "What is it?" And she looked at her and she said, "I'll be your little girl. But what I want to know is, what have I got to do in return for all these gifts?" Mama began to cry and said, "All you got to do is love me." Amen. I wonder this morning, if we meet in visible Christ, we ought to set our affections among things together. All the things that He's given us, all the benefits that He's given us, and all He asked was.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
And this is also known, if you are my disciples, if you have love one for them.
Amen.
Love me. That's all you ever ask.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The coat. Then the girdle. The girdle speaks of readiness.
Amen.
Readiness. In the Bible, in Exodus chapter 12, and they instituted the Passover, and when he told them to eat, he said, "Eat, having your loins girded about you and your shoes upon your feet." Amen. And on the 14th day of the Passover, they were eating, girded about their loins and their feet on their shoes, because they knew how that sunrise on the 15th day, thank God, how they were leaving out of
hell.
What a time!
Amen.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, it's about that morning.
Hallelujah.
Be ye not also ready. Glory to now, ye think not, the Son of Man. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let them all.
place of readiness. Moving out.
Moving out.
Amen. Well, that trumpet. They blow the trumpets back then. Each trumpet had a particular time and a particular sound. Paul said, one day the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the trumpet of God. Amen. Thank God. Listen, are we tuned in? Are we girded up? Are we ready to go?
Amen. Bless your heart, preacher.
Oh, man.
Bless him,
Lord.
What was it Luke wrote in Luke 12 in the writings? That we are to be lacking unto them that we're looking for the Lord to come.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Oh, man, two more things I feel to mention. The bonnet. You know what the bonnet represents? Reverence.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Respect.
Yes,
sir. Respect. Respect. I can remember a time as a lad of a boy. And we were probably all there. Amen. Daddy would come by the church, the old little church there. Some of them little old boys, mischievous boys, was out there turning tailspins in the churchyard. My daddy was a soft-spoken man. He wasn't nothing like me. He was quiet. But he looked at me and he said, son, if I ever see you disrespecting the churchyard like that, I'll whoop you to no end. He meant it. He meant it. He meant it. And today, we don't only allow things going on outside, we've invited it inside.
Amen.
Amen. And we've hung our bonnet up outside somewhere, and we no longer have respect and love it. Therefore, God has no respect. Somebody said, preacher, I don't see no difference in the church and home. The Bible said in Acts chapter 20 and 28, take heed over the flock of God. Amen. Which he has made you overseer. That is which he, that is God, has purchased with his own blood. Amen. We are lavish on a spiritual building.
Amen.
Yes, there's a difference. There's been a difference. There is a difference. And there will always be a difference.
Amen.
Amen. If you want to have your honky tonk shows and everything else, take it down the road somewhere. Don't bring it in the church.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, it's a respected place. It's a place of reverence.
Yes,
it's a place of honor.
Yes,
it's a place of dignity. Yes. And at one time in the community, I've heard of people, amen, that them old boys on the weekend that would preach the weekend drunks, amen, wouldn't park in the churchyard. They'd go down the road somewhere.
Amen.
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 Because along with that reverence, there was a amount of fear of God stuck in the hearts of people.
Amen.
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 Bless you, brother.
Amen. Then the breeches. Amen. Yeah, it's in there in Exodus chapter 23. I believe it is. 28, somewhere in 42. Amen. In other words, this covered all their nakedness. Amen. And this showed a symbolic of renouncing the flesh.
Amen. I like it.
Amen.
Four things. That's all four I'm going to mention concerning Aaron's sons. The high priest had seven articles of clothing. Amen. Amen. But the four are all the ones that relate to us, so that's all I'm going to mention. Amen. But how are we this morning as priests, New Testament priests of God, chosen, washed, ready for worship, prepared for worship, prepared for the things of God? Amen. Then the consecration, the anointing of the oil. God's Holy Spirit. Go into the temple. You stay there with God 7 days. After the order of the consecration, you be anointed and you stay there 7 days. After 7 days, on the eighth day, they came out. The sacrifice was consumed. The rest of it was burned up. And the glory of God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to tell you what we fall into, and y'all look at me. frown at me, whatever you want to. But I'm we go to church on Sunday morning, as old saying goes, half cocked. Hey, amen. Yeah, I know what he told the disciples. He said, boys, now I was with you, I was the light of the world. When I go away, you're the light of the world. But I'm a leaving, y'all just do the best you can. No, he said, you go down yonder to Jerusalem, and you find you a place, and you pray, and you stay there till you're endued with power from on high. And after you receive power of the Holy Ghost from on high, then you shall be my witness. Then you shall do my work. Then you shall perform. I'm not preaching a second or third work of grace, thank God. I'm praying, be ye filled with the Holy Spirit of God, that we might be able to redeem the times. Amen.
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 God
bless
you. He didn't leave us to do something we couldn't do. But we must have the proper equipment to do it. Amen. I'm through preaching. Amen.
Bless you, brother.
Are we that chosen generation? That royal priesthood.
Bless your heart.
Amen.
Bless him all.
Kings and priests to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
I had never done a whole lot. But I've asked the Lord, boys, Brother Green, I've asked the Lord. Help keep me unspotted. Lord, help me to be pure. Help me to be clean. Help me, Lord, that at the end of my journey, them poor children that can walk back say, well, Daddy died raising us just like he started out. Daddy died walking the same road he started out on.
Glory to God.
Not for my glory, not for my honor, but I'd like for them to look back on my life and say, Daddy lived it without a spot and without a blemish.
Hello! Yes, sir.
God be real.
I
want
to be faithful. I want to be faithful to the church. I want to be faithful to the family.
But
I intend with all that's within me to be faithful under my Lord.
Amen.
Bless his heart. Amen.
Brother Tony, if you'll come. Amen. If someone feels impressed, Brother Dixon, with a song, if you'll come. Amen. And maybe sing a song of invitation. I listen. I don't know how you maybe took this message, amen, but I hope it's been an encouraging message to you. I hope it's not offended you in either coin. But I hope that it seems like, Brother Earl, that we've forgotten what God is trying to make in us through us. Amen. And we want to go around and hang our heads because the devil's on our trail. God help us.
Amen, for sure. Bless his heart.
If he ain't after you, it's when you need to hang your head. I know it seems like it's got to be a struggle. I know that. But all I'm telling you, he said, amen, in this world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yeah, he said, the world, I hate you, but he said, it don't hate you, it hates me, because I reprove their deeds, and their deeds are evil. You know why they don't like this precious book anymore? Because it shines light on their knees and reproves their knees. Amen. And they can't stand it. But if we would confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Kind of said he came to redeem us from all iniquity.
Amen.
Behold the Lamb of God that takes away
the
sin of the world.
Amen.
If you need to pray, you come. We'll sing a standard too. Amen. If you need to use us all, we'll come. We'll come. You come and pray. Amen. The priesthood of the priest. The chosen people. Thank you. Thank you.
On this TVA program, this new system they got going that you can get it on your light bills, you know, and pay for it little by little. They were working in that field with a friend of mine. They were out one day and they worshiped Buddha. And this friend of mine, he began to come down on them pretty hard about worshiping Buddha. He said, "Don't you know that's an idol?" And one of them said, "Well, in your eyes, it is, probably. But," he said, "you know, we don't have near as many idols as you Americans do."
Amen.
And he said, "Oh, no, we got Jesus Christ." He said, "Just a minute." And he started naming them one by one that were idol gods that American people spent more of their time, more of their money. And he said, "In a little while, I kind of dropped my head and I thought, you know, that's wrong." Listen to this last verse. Sing it to everybody now.
Kneel at the cross, hear Christ's love, burn in the endless sun. Turn away, turn back right now, but only in His love. Thank you.